T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, it's Friday.
Bring it on. I actually started the weekend a little early last night. You know. Hit Rick's and then 80s night. One Eye Jacks. Yeah, it was fun. Did a little dancing. I'm sure you're glad you weren't there to see that. Hey, come on, man. I'm having fun, all right? I admit I'm not the best dancer, but I do enjoy all that. You know, 80s night is such an interesting phenomenon because there's so many young people there. I mean, there are a few people my age, but the great majority of the audience, the crowd, 80s night, is much younger than me. I was talking to this girl once, and a Madonna song comes on. She goes, "Oh, this song reminds me when I was in third grade." I said, "Yeah, it reminds me when I was 35. So, you know, that just goes to show you the difference. But, you know, but young generations have, like, totally come to embrace the 80s. And this is something that started, I first noticed this, I guess, about 2003 in Denver. Every Tuesday night, there was an 80s night. And I saw these young people flocking to this 80s night. People weren't even born when these songs were popular. And I'm there and I was playing these songs when they were hits on the radio. So a big generation gap there. But I mean, it's fun to see that everybody is kind of into the same stuff. I mean, there's something about the music of the 80s, and I'm generalizing here. But look, the 80s were a good time. You know, Ronald Reagan was president. And again, you know, certainly he had his faults and he had his controversy and he had his issues. But the country was generally in a good mood. You know, communism was coming to an end. I mean, the 80s were, it was a good time. The economy was good. Maybe we paid for it, you know, later because it was too good. I'm not saying everything was perfect. I'm just telling you that I'm just reminding you that for those of you who lived through it, the ambiance of the 80s was a happy time. And I see a young generation today, younger people today, who are very interested in being happy. And I don't think we should discourage them from being happy. A lot of the influence that I hear in new music that's out today reminds me of the 80s. And it's almost as if there's this general idea that, hey, you know what? We didn't cause the problems. We can't do anything about it right now. But you know what? When we are in charge, we're going to change things. Well, I want to warn you, that's what baby boomers said. So are you going to be different? It's up to you. It's Free for All Friday, which means we randomly talk about some of the topics that we talked about during the week. We're also following breaking news, very tragic story on the North Shore. There was a shooting in Mandeville, and we're reporting that one Mandeville police officer has been shot and killed. Another was injured. And even though we try to make Fridays light, we certainly have to cover the breaking news. We've got the story on our website at WWL.com. Shooting near the intersection of Highway 22 and 190 in Mandeville. And it is a logistical traffic nightmare over there because of what's going on. And just really, really sad to hear that this happened. And it just reminds you. You know, you go to your job every day and you don't face the possibility. Well, I mean, look, everybody, I guess in a lot of jobs, people face the possibility of being killed in their work. But not the threat of dying at work or being killed at work is not as great for a lot of people as it is for first responders and for police officers. And police officers have guns and they still get shot. So I don't know what led to this. I don't know who's responsible. I believe they have a suspect in custody. And it's just a sad, sad reminder that this is what police officers live with every day. And some police officers make mistakes. Some police officers are just bad. But the great majority are good people that love what they do. And they find it a calling. And they face danger every day. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870 and our text is 870-870. It's also free for all Friday, so yeah, we can talk about just about anything. Chris Miller is joining us in the studio right now from the WWL newsroom with an update on the shooting in Mandeville.
Yes, Scoot. I know you've been updating our listeners about one officer has been shot and killed this afternoon, another injured. Our sources tell us the injured officer has a graze wound to his head and is expected to be okay. And also sources tell WWL First News that there are at least two suspects in custody.
Okay, and we don't know what motivated the
shooting.
Still
don't know what circumstances happened to lead up to the shooting.
Okay.
We just know two shot, one of them has been killed, the other one is expected to be okay, and two arrests, or two in custody, I should say.
Is that still an active crime scene?
Oh, yes, very much.
Okay. All right. So, look, it's what a big intersection, Highway 190 and 22, huge intersection.
Yeah, we'll be having more details coming up in, you know, on our regular traffic reports for the afternoon, but the word is, yeah, that it's heavily backed up in that area because they kind of shut the whole place off when they responded.
Yeah. All right, Chris Miller with an update from our newsroom. Thanks, Chris. And we'll continue to update you on this throughout the afternoon. If you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870 and our text is 870-870. We had an interesting poll earlier today. The Blue Runner Gumbo poll was asking the question, who has a bigger whistleblower problem, President Trump or the Saints? And the last time I checked, 74% said the Saints have a bigger whistleblower problem than President Trump. And, I agree with that. One of the reasons why we really haven't gotten into that story yet, because we just, you know, think about the problem that we have here. One of the things that we talked about this week was 55 years ago this week, the Beatles performed at City Park Stadium in New Orleans. And this was the first concert for a lot of people. Do you even remember your first concert? And also, do you take your kids to concerts? Do you or did you go to concerts with your kids? I mean, you know, my son was coming of age during the grunge era. And so, you know, I took him to some grunge concerts. And I loved it. I mean, I fell in love with that music. I loved much of the grunge era, the alternative music of that era. I thought it was really good. I thought it very much reflected the angst of a young generation. Ironically, the children of the baby boomer generation were all angst up. Because it's almost as if, like, as parents, as the generation of the establishment, and we were becoming the establishment then, it's almost as if we painted such a dismal, dismal view of life. You know, you can't do this, you can't do that, you're going to get AIDS, you can't have sex, you know, you're going to get shot, there's violence. You know, I think collectively we contributed to making that generation very negative. Look at the divorce rate with that generation. I mean, so many of those kids were from divorced homes, and so, you know, they really did. I think that was the next big time after the Beatles and the anti-establishment movement back in the 60s. I think the 90s and the grunge movement, I think that was like the first big divide between a generation and a young generation, the establishment and a young generation. And I think they were just crying out to say, you know, we're different. We're not going to be like you. You know, so, you know, from tight jeans to baggy jeans to flannel shirts tied around to your waist to Doc Martens. I mean, the grungy look was, I guess, the epitome of everything that baby boomers thought wasn't good. But that was exactly what their generation was supposed to do, in the same way that, you know, we defined ourselves. Every generation has the responsibility of defining themselves. And some generations were just very much more definitive in terms of what they were doing and how they were defining themselves. So just, you know, really, really interesting times. If you do want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. It was on this day in 1986, the soundtrack for the movie Top Gun hit number one on the U.S. album chart. And this was one of the big hits from that soundtrack. And I just had a delightful conversation with Terry Nunn, the lead singer of Berlin. She's got some new music out, which is really, it's really good. And, you know, Berlin, this was a ballad, but Berlin was really part of this this new wave music. Again, that was another trend in music from the late 70s into the very early 80s. New wave was a real departure from, you know, the music of the 80s. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back with more of your comments. This is WWL. I've got a text here that says, Scoot, it's because today's music sucks. Well, you know, that's what our parents said about the Beatles and the Stones and the Animals and all of those groups. They said that music sucks. And compared to the big band music that they liked, they thought that was terrible. In fact, in 1993, I heard the Establishment Generation say the exact same thing about grunge that my parents had said about the Beatles. That's not really music. They're only playing three chords. I mean, that's not even really they're not even really singing. I mean, to me, that was kind of a scary, scary moment. This is Imagine Dragons, and this is a band that is very, very talented. And Dan Reynolds, the lead singer, is amazing. And a lot of their music is very positive. Dan Reynolds was a strict Mormon. And because of the Mormons' opposition to the LGBT community and LGBT rights, Dan Reynolds, who is straight, married, has kids, Dan Reynolds broke away from the Mormon faith and has really gone out of his way to promote fairness and equality. And I saw their concert in the Smoothie King Center last time they were here, which was, I don't know, months ago. And they were just phenomenal. All right, if you want to join us, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And from Harahan, Scott, welcome to WWL.
How you doing, Stu?
I'm good.
All right. I wanted to speak on the generation problem that you had touched on a few moments ago.
Okay.
I'm 24 years old, and what separates a lot of the early 90s to late 90s to new generation is incompetence, and that foundation wasn't instilled, I feel, because, I mean, each day it's getting worse and worse to where the positivity has just left that part of the generation.
I hear a lot of positive music today, though.
As far as positive music, I'd say yes, but it's the choice of the people that take the positivity or the negativity and stow it into something they can use it towards.
I would agree. Tell me about what you think of today's establishment, baby boomers, in terms of their music.
I like country. Country is where I stand. And I just, everybody says, you listen to a country song and it says one moment you're sad and you want to have a divorce, and the next moment you're happy and you want to go get married. I mean, there's a lot of things that bounce back and forth with music. And then it's what you make of it, and the incompetence of people that, you know, they'll listen to a song and they'll let that one feeling determine how they're going to make forth an effort towards a day and then apply into their lives.
And Scott, you know, I have long promoted the idea that music doesn't inspire behavior as much as music reflects the behavior of the audience that's listening to it. A song can't make you fall in love, but if you're in love,
right,
you want to hear a love song because it relates to your mood.
Yes, sir. I agree.
All right.
And I feel that the problem that today is that, like you had touched on, that the negativity from everything else is being applied more often because it's all that we hear.
Yeah.
It, as a young generation, it's what's become the norm.
Right. Scott, look, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate the fact that you're a 24-year-old listener to our afternoon show. Thanks for being with us here.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Here's a text. I appreciate it, but you don't have to call me sir. Makes me feel like I'm as old as I really am. Here's a text that says, 80s was great except for AIDS and the war on drugs. Look, there were some negative things about the 80s. But overall, the ambiance of the 80s was very, very up-tempo. It was a happy time. And, you know, go back and listen to some of the songs and think about some of the videos on MTV. And, yeah, there was some activism in there. But it was kind of a happy time. Here's a text that says, Scoot, I'm 55. My daughter just turned 21. Her and her whole group of friends love 80s music. Her two fave bands are Duran Duran and Aerosmith. Love it. I love it, too. And I'll tell you, like 80s night, you just see young people. Look, they're singing every word to songs that I was playing on the radio when they were hits. Here's a text that says, New Orleans owned The Cold has a version of Friday on My Mind that's better than the original. We'll look for that. The Cold. The Cold had a couple of hits. In fact, I tried to help. Really, I tried to help The Cold. I knew Alice Cooper and his manager at the time, Shep Gordon, and I actually got their music to Shep Gordon. And I don't know what really happened there, but I really tried to push The Cold because I thought they were very talented. And that was Ellen DeGeneres's. A brother was in that band. But yeah, if they did Friday on My Mind, we'll look for it. And if we see it, we shall play it. Here is an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Do you like the music that your kids like? 60% say no, and 40% say yes. And you can give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. From Gretna, Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Hey, really quick, giving a shout-out to Tulane football for their
awesome
big win last night.
I've been talking about that on and off all afternoon. It was just incredible.
Yeah, it looks like they're back on the map, Scoot. Look, 90s music tonight, St. Tammany Crab Festival, 9 o'clock, Drowning Pool, and the band Lit. They had some big hits in the 90s. Come on out, come see them. That's in Slidell tonight at the Crab Festival. Drowning Pool is known for their song, Let the Bodies Hit the Floor. And Lit was kind of a little bit more contemporary, actually. I think their main hit, you would recognize, and maybe your producer could look it up. It's a little bit more of a contemporary rock song. I forgot the name of it off the top of my head.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank on that, too, but I remember Lit.
Lit, yes. That was they're playing tonight in Slidell with Drowning Pool at 9 o'clock
awesome
at the Crab Festival. You brought up the situation with the Imagine Dragons, LGBT, his stance on that as a former Mormon. I wanted to get your take on this as a journalist. You know, Scott Plouffe, the CEO of Big Easy Magazine, when he did this story about Drew Brees and Drew Brees disavowed the situation, recently, and you could look this up, your producer can look this up, there was a story that came out in a New York publication called Who Was Jeffrey Epstein Calling in the Intelligencer. And it named names of people in Jeffrey Epstein's blacklist, like his phone book there, Scoot, and Walt Isaacson was in that list. And you could look up this story. It's called Who Was Jeffrey Epstein Calling? Hmm. You can Google this story. Who Was Jeffrey Epstein Calling? Question mark, Intelligencer. And a week ago, this story came out. So my question to you is this. If Scott Plouffe asked Drew Brees to disavow his association with that Christian group, shouldn't we ask Tulane University to disavow or tell Walt Isaacson to disavow his involvement with Jeffrey Epstein now that this story has come out?
I don't know. I'd have to look into this.
He teaches at Tulane. Yeah, look up the story.
I'd have to look into
it. Who was Jeffrey Epstein calling the Intelligencer? And Walt Isaacson's on that list,
dude. All right.
So,
maybe we'll take a look at it, but I'm not going to do it today, Jimmy, because as you know, it's Free for All Friday, and we're not going to take anything too seriously if we don't have to. Here's a text that says, growing up in New Orleans, I think one of my favorite things about the 80s was West End. Go Auggies DeLago. Yeah, I mean, West End. I remember. Remember Bart's? Remember Auggies? Remember the Bounty? Sunday afternoon, from like 3 o'clock on into the early evening, Sunday afternoon at West End, that was the place to go. And this was during the 80s. It was even going on into the 90s, but man, especially back in the 80s. After some of those times at Bart's on the lakefront in the 80s, I mean, I am really, again, I'm lucky to be alive. From Gonzalez, Troy, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing today?
I'm good.
Just wanted to, you're talking about taking kids to concerts and stuff.
Yeah.
I turned 52 in November, and I'm taking my grandson, who I've been raising since he was 2 weeks old, he'll be 11, to the Five Finger Death Punch.
Five Finger Death Punch?
Yes. He's a hard rocker.
Yeah.
Loves all the headbanging music of
really?
The days. Yes.
And your little grandson likes it?
Oh, yeah. He's 11 years old. He loves it. That's what he wanted for Christmas.
Wow. At least you're raising him right. At least you're raising him right,
yeah.
Troy. are his parents happy with this direction that you're sending their child?
Well, let's see. I've been raising him since he's 2 weeks old because neither one of them wanted to be in his life.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. I really, but Ben.
Oh, it's all good.
Good for you, Troy. Good for you. I mean, it's got to be so sad, though. But good for you. And it sounds like you're an active role model to your, we'll call him your son, but your grandson.
Yeah. Yep. He calls me dad all the time.
Troy, it's a heartwarming story. Yeah. Keep doing a good job with that. All right. If you've got a comment, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Before Chris Cornell of Soundgarden. Before Chris Cornell died, he produced a song with his daughter, Toni Cornell. And I found this song yesterday for the first time, and the song is really good, and she's really good, and we'll play part of it as we go to break. This is Chris Cornell's daughter, Toni, and he produced this song with her before he died. Well, when you think about the lyrics and you wonder how much this spoke to the mood of her dad, Chris Cornell, when he was helping her produce this. I'm Scoot. If you're on hold, hang on. We're coming right back on WWL. Here's another very talented new group. This is Panic at the Disco, and Brendan Urie, lead singer, is a phenomenal performer. And again, you might not like this music. I mean, you know, if you're into Led Zeppelin and Leonard Skinner, you might not like this. And it's okay that you don't like it. It might suck to you, but it's good music. And Brendan Urie is a very, very talented performer. And I saw a lot of mothers and fathers with their kids at the Panic at the Disco concert, bringing their kids there, their preteens and teens. And I know a lot of them really enjoyed Brendan Urie. We're continuing to follow the breaking news. We'll have an update at the top of the hour. There's been a shooting in Mandeville, and sad to report that one Mandeville police officer has been shot and killed. Another has been injured. Apparently, he's going to be okay, but that is still an active crime scene. This is near the intersection of Highway 22 and Highway 190, which, of course, is a huge intersection, and it can be very congested under ideal circumstances, but so much of that area is shut down. If you have not seen the two-lane victory last night over Houston, go to our website, WWL.com. What a victory. At one point, it was 28-7. Houston. I mean, Houston just jumped out on top, like first play of the game, and they just were running away with it. And man, in the second half, Tulane came back, and I love the fake kneeling play, where they, you know, it was like time for the quarterback to just take a knee, and stop the clock, and so he pretended to, but didn't actually touch the ground, and they gave the ball to someone, and so all the teams all focused on the quarterback, and somebody runs around the end, huge gain. And then it's this incredible pass play with seconds left. It's 31-31, seconds left, and a pass to the two-lane receiver, and the receiver breaks free, and scores a touchdown. And so Tulane wins it. And that should lead to a lot of excitement about Tulane and more people being in the seats at Yeoman Stadium. Here's a text. Scoot, don't forget about NOLA on tap tomorrow, benefiting the SPCA. Okay, won't forget about that. Also, the Fried Chicken Festival is happening at Waldenburg Park this weekend. And that's always fun, one of the newer festivals. Here is a text that says, I can't stand it when people say, don't call me sir or ma'am. I'm sorry, I was taught to show respect. Well, I appreciate that, but I'm not going to get mad at you, but I will give you permission to not say sir to me, and that's my choice. And I appreciate the respect, but it's not necessary. There's other ways to show respect, but I wouldn't tell somebody not to do it if that's something that you feel like you need to do. DJ Shane Love is called into the show. This is the DJ 80s night, many nights at One Eye Jacks. He was there last night. Shane, I'm surprised you're even awake.
Yeah, I'm a little hungover, but not too bad.
Another great night of 80s music, but I want you to talk a little bit about 80s music.
Oh, sure. It's so funny how we all group it together now. There's so many subgenres. I mean, subgenres of subgenres. You know, you got Robert Smith of The Cure. You know, would you see him at a party with, the guys from Run DMC? No, you wouldn't see him at a party, but now we're playing all that music together. It's just funny how it gets grouped as 80s music, and it's so discreet, all the little genres. And people, if you had good flow, you know, you could find great music to make a string of danceable songs for 6, 7, 8 hours and across multiple genres.
Well, you know, I love the way you do it, and you have got some really choice records that you have gotten from around the world. I mean, you actually play vinyl. It's not just on a computer. So I love the work you do.
Might have to remind your listeners what vinyl records are.
Yeah, they're black, I think, and they've got a hole in the middle. And
I listen to some new music, but I mean, there's just so much stuff to me that is undiscovered. You know, I'm a child. I won't give my age, but I'm a child of the 80s, and I only heard the hits on the records.
Yeah.
The hit records being played from people like you and other DJs. But as you dig deeper, you find all these great bands that are just overlooked. The shit of these hits. Like, I don't know if you remember the Red Rockers from New Orleans. Great band, but a lot of people don't remember them. They had a good song called China out on, I think it was on Atlantic Records. Just a fantastic song.
So overall, since you're so involved in 80s music, overall, how would you describe this the genre in general?
I'm saying that the genre of what? I'm sorry.
The 80s, 80s music.
Oh, I think what keeps it together is the production value. But there is so much diversity, just so many discrete little genres. It's just bizarre that we can package it as one thing. When we say 80s night, you know, somebody might think one thing, somebody might think something else. My job, of course, is to just make it all come together. I got people that come to hear the hip hop from the 80s. I got people that want to hear, you know, the goth, dark wave type of stuff. And you've got to somehow make it all work.
Well, you do a great job. Look, if you hear DJ Shane is doing the music somewhere, man, go see him. Shane, I appreciate the call.
All right, Scoot. I'll talk to you soon, man.
Yes, you will. Here is a text that says, let's see. Back in the day, I was watching the Steve Allen Show, and I read the lyrics to, I don't even know this song. I don't even know where to go with this. Here is a text that says, "Scoot, happy that your caller referred to you as sir. Manners are important." Yeah, look, it is. It's my choice. I understand the respect, and the respect is nice. But I'm giving people permission to not call me sir. It doesn't mean I don't want them to respect me. It's just that I don't. You know, that's just who I am. And I think it's okay if you tell someone, hey, you don't have to call me sir. You don't have to call me ma'am. I like the gesture, and it is a very, very nice thing. All right, so let's go to break with classic 80s. We're talking about this. I mean, man, this brings back memories of the West End 80s Sunday afternoons. It's crazy. And I remember playing this song when it was a brand new hit. Did you know these guys are gay? Heh, who didn't see that coming? I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL. It's Friday. We are heading into the weekend. The Fried Chicken Festival at Waldenburg Park. There's stuff going on all over. We've got information on our website at WWL.com. Coming up next, it's back. The Fans and the Pros with Zach and Deuce. Voice of the Saints, Zach Strief, and color analyst Deuce McAllister join you. Well, you can join them live from Seattle. And they'll talk about the Saints without Drew Brees. And also for the LSU game, are you ready for an 11 a.m. kickoff? From Slidell, Gina, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoot.
Hey, Gina.
What a pleasure to speak with you. Oh, my gosh. I've listened to you for years.
I appreciate that. I've been doing it for years.
I know. We know.
I think. I'm 90. I'm about 90 now.
No, I'm not going to go for that. No. I wanted to comment and ditto the previous caller about raising his grandson and taking them to concerts.
Yes.
Well, let me tell you, we have grown our adult children and learned what real music is. We started with my son that was born in 87. And today, my granddaughter, she was six at the time, and we took her to her very first Pink concert.
And how did she react?
She had an amazing time. Totally amazing. It was... her mother was scoping her out, you know,
listening,
yeah. Getting it down, getting her in the grunge. And
oh, that's awesome.
She got there, and she was like, oh, my God, I want to come back.
Oh, that's great, so, Gina.
It is. So I will tell you, there's more concerts to be had by the Taylor family.
Well, good.
It is. It's awesome. When you can raise your adult children.
Yep, that's right.
And bring them into this new genre.
Yeah.
And music, let them make the decision of what they want to listen to.
I agree. Gina, I've got to get to the end of the show here. I mean, I hate it. I would love to talk to you more. I appreciate you calling the show. Look, I'm on Facebook. It's SOTA, Scoot on the Air. And check in there. You know, we'll have a conversation like this over the weekend as well. I want to thank our program director, Diane Newman, show producer, Ty Manassas, studio producer, Ian Hoke, and thank you for being part of our show. Always great to spend the afternoon with you here on WWL. Have a great weekend. Go Saints. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.